We welcome you back to the Two Guys and Chris show. Let me welcome my dear friend B.B. Shea, wearing his Yankees gear today. Well deserved.
It's a good day today, man.
I'm taking the high road and congratulating you on your victory.
Thank you.
Well done. It was difficult earlier today when I got up hoping for a Red Sox miracle because I went to bed in the seventh inning. I was like, well, this is done. I hoped for a Red Sox miracle, and then I said to myself, I don't think I can stare at that big round head today. But
yeah, he used much coarser language.
I did. Early on, I was very coarse.
You're kind of like our president sometimes.
Me?
When the person's not in front of you, like, dude, fat-headed bitch.
But then later,
when you're in front of me, you're like, yeah, it's not so bad of a guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Well, I hate B.B. Shea, but for no reason other than.
Yeah.
In fact, I hate to say this about it. I read this thing. Remember I said I was going to blind you with science. I just read. I don't know if this is real or not, but it sounds fantastic. Chinese scientists have developed a medical adhesive that they call Bone 02 that can help heal broken bones with an injection rather than a plate or a screw. They say the glue can go in and be just as strong as a plate and bond the bone in like 3 minutes. So you are,
wow,
instead of having to have a painful surgery and all that recovery, I mean, to me, that was like, oh, my God, what a. And when I read it, I thought if B.B. Shea broke his arm in front of me and I had that, I would just squirt it onto the floor. That was so raw.
I thought
totally
you were just trying to change the subject.
Raw?
Though, the fact that,
no,
that, I mean, you
no,
know.
No, that, yeah, was a, I literally thought that when I saw that this morning, I was like, the only person I wouldn't give that to if he broke his arm.
Completely normal thought.
B.B. Yeah. Shea. I would just squirt it like all over the floor.
Like silly string.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, did you just squirt out the bone gel?
Yeah. I really needed that.
Looks like it's screws and plates for you.
Yeah, screws and plates for B.B. Shea. But then, over the hours, Biggie had to talk me down. He said, remember, he's a really nice person, and he does a good job, and he's doing the hard 75 with you. And I said, you're right.
Yep.
I can't just blame him for being a Yankees fan. I congratulate you on your victory. It was well-deserved.
I'm excited.
It was well-deserved. It should
a good
be.
Day.
Great
when's,
pitching.
When's game one of your next series?
I don't know. Tomorrow, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all tomorrow.
Yeah.
All four games.
Another full day.
Uh-huh. Full day of baseball.
Looking forward to it.
You're the, like, 4 Eastern, middle of the afternoon
okay,
game.
Okay, nice.
At Toronto.
At Toronto, yeah.
Yankees at Toronto. I think the Dodgers and Phillies are at night, and that to me is a real marquee series.
That'd be a great series, hopefully.
I think the Phillies will win it. I know you all don't. You think the Dodgers
no,
have kind of
too
just
good.
Yeah, I would love for the Phillies to win it.
I think they're the favorite right now, the Phillies. To me, in the National League, although the Brewers and Cubs probably be a pretty good series too. That'd be interesting. I do love playoff baseball. There's something different about it, isn't it?
It's in the air, man. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I love this time of year. I simply congratulate you. You've done wonderful work.
We deserve it. That's for sure. All I did a lot.
You do. You have. You wore in that moldy old hat with that terrible.
That logo's just staring you right in the eye. I can tell you don't want to look at it. You keep looking over towards me.
God, I can't stand the logo.
Spotlight glinting off of it.
Yeah. I can't stand it. I can't.
He's even added some pins to it.
Oh, God, I know. He told us about the pins. They're ridiculous. One of them's like a melting clock because he doesn't believe in the concept of time. You remember that?
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in the concept of time.
You know, I want to bring up, too, it's time, hard 75 time. I want a little update here.
I'm excited.
Have you heard all the new rules?
I don't know what the new rules, no.
Well, we really went a deep dive into it now.
Okay.
Now, here it is.
Do you want a hard or do you want to chill?
Let's start hard.
Okay.
We'll start hard.
All right.
Do you know what you're signing up for?
Here it is.
Sort of.
You have to come up with, by yourself, a diet that you can abide by that has to be healthy and no cheat meals for 75 days. That means you can't just have a Reese's cup on Halloween. You know what I mean? Not one.
Okay.
And if you do, the 75 days start over. Nah, that's tough.
Okay. No alcohol, no cheat.
Okay. Alcohol's fine.
Okay, no cheat. But some of my gummies have sugar.
Ooh, I know. I'm going to get those sugar-free gummies.
Yeah, exactly.
2 workouts per day, minimum 45 minutes. One must be outdoors. Regardless of weather.
Okay.
Now, Biggie and I had a little side debate on your golf outings.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too, if that counted.
I say yes.
Yeah, Chris, Dem wants you to walk 9.
Oh, what are you, a psychopath?
Really? Really?
I said maybe we can meet in the middle and do cart path only.
What is that?
90 degrees.
90 degrees. Yeah.
Or you want to do Trump rules, just drive onto the green.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
Do that anyway.
I'll leave that up to you. Yeah. I'm counting golf.
Car path only, you got to stay on the car path, but then walk to your ball.
Walk to your ball.
That's reasonable, all
right.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can count that as 45 minutes of outdoor exercise.
Well, he'll be out there 2.5
hours.
Yeah,
I mean, if I do 18, I'll be out there 4 hours.
Yeah,
more, so.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Drink 1 gallon of water.
And okay.
We were doing some math on that, BB. That's a lot more fluid than you think.
No, like, I know.
How many of these? Four?
How many ounces is that?
I don't know.
It should say at the bottom.
It does, but my specs.
I can't read it.
I got a few of those, too, that are like 32 ounces.
We'll figure
whatever.
That out.
Yeah.
And we also heard from, was it White Bread? Who had gone through a 75 hard and said, be careful because if you drink too much water too fast, you'll mess with your electrolytes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brain float.
You gotta span it out over the day. Okay.
Squishy feet.
All
right.
Get some early.
Yeah.
And all throughout the day. And he even said add a little salt to balance out your.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Well, because you don't want to wash away all of your potassium.
Correct. And what's the.
Read nonfiction. I think that's easy to be the easiest part.
Did we decide fiction? If I can read fiction or.
No, you got to read nonfiction.
It's supposed to be focused on self improvement.
I'm not worried about that.
About
the whole exercising is a self improvement. I need to be entertained.
Well, it's not about entertained. It's about...
And no audiobooks.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
You want to go non? I was going to read...
Okay, I'll go find a good nonfiction book.
I'm
okay.
reading a All book right. on the presidents.
Okay.
So in a week, you can ask me about...
Do you like a Mickey Mantle memoir?
Yeah, we thought of a sports.
Said,
yeah.
I said get a Mickey
Sports one. I thought you were reading about Lionel Richie.
I may do him, too. Okay. We got 75 right. days. That's fair. I'll do Lionel Richie and the presidents, and I've got a book on sleep. So all of those things.
Okay, great.
All right.
Photograph every day.
That's going to be the toughest part.
Doesn't have to be published.
Okay.
But you have to do it.
Shirtless selfie every day in the mirror and chart your progress over 75
okay.
days.
Okay. All right.
Now, the one follow-up, my favorite follow-up was underneath Google AI, you know, when you look up 75 hard, is it unhealthy? Oh, yes. Very much so.
Yeah.
Very, 100%. Very much so.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
You will be injured for overtraining and not taking rest days. Your mental health will collapse. You will develop unhealthy and disordered eating habits, and you might potentially float your brain.
Hell yeah.
With all your right. hydration.
Let's do it, dude.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in it.
I'm totally in. All right.
Screw it, man.
I love it.